7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
That's the Douglas County Sheriff. Who's this? Okay, let's go. Start it up. The current time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. Oh, baby, yeah. Hey, there's birds. Okay. So, I didn't feel like getting up today. And who am I, you might ask? Well, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And, man, I had some difficulty getting up off the ground today. I don't know why. Well, it was kind of cold. It was 15 degrees in my house. It's 10 degrees outdoors here. But I don't know. I was just nice and rested. Who's moving around back in here? There's birds. There's birds in here. Yeah, so anyway, I got up. I ate. I made the last of the Jian Hong. And there's just, okay, there's action in here. What the hell's happening? Okay, first of all, I'm out at that weird park, Deer Crest or Deer Wood. I think it's Deerwood Park, but it's in the Deer Crest subdivision or whatever. And I just walked through the new playground. The last time we were here, there was construction on the playground. They were building a whole bunch of new stuff. That's apparently finished now. It's all very lovely. But I don't care. I just walked right past all that crap so we can get down here. Oh, look at this. There's some throwies on the path here. And so, yeah, I'm walking down into the more Tobe-relevant areas, which means I've got to take this sidewalk that goes around this lot, these people's property. There's just this one house here between the parks. There's a big park, and then there's just this house in it, which is cool. Kind of wish I lived in this house. And this is all along the side of a creek, a little tiny, weird little creek. Oh, and there's been some stuff done around here, too. They've sort of fixed up this old junky, crappy area of the park. They repaved some of the sidewalk and stuff. All right, let's take a look around. Because now we're right up against the creek. And they've torn out some of the bad plants. Wow, this is good. This is good. Happiness I'm having. Also found out that I might be eating pizza tonight for dinner. All right, I'm walking up to the creek, looking on the other side of the creek because there's a marmot den right there. There's a lot of birds. And speaking of birds, I saw some interesting birds on the way over here. As I was leaving my house, driving by my neighbor, there was a flicker in his driveway. Then when I was getting closer to here, I saw some big birds circling around. They were turkey vultures. They have asphalted this path. It's very nice. It's very nice. Hody, hody, ho. All right. I'm spotting another marmot hole. There's no marmots in it. Or at least maybe they're not hanging out the mouth of it. Maybe they're deep down in there. Huh. All right. What do we got for mushrooms around this place? Nobody knows. Let's see if we can find something. Oh man, I'm just enjoying the weather. It is so great. It's very sunny today. There's a breeze. And it's 9 degrees out here, 10 degrees maybe. Yeah. It's supposed to be warmer in a couple of days. Oh wow. And here's a tree that has fallen over the creek. Oh, it is a bridge. It is a bridge for me. Do I want to try to cross the creek? Oh, no, it doesn't land well on the other side, but I need to come up here and take a close look at the tree to see if I can find any marmot poops on it. Where are the marmot poops? They're probably up in that crook. Is that what I'm seeing? Is that marmot poop up there? I'm a little bit too far away. Can't tell. Seems like they've added some... Yeah, this is the weirdest part of this little park. There's this little loop in the path that makes no sense. It doesn't go around anything. It's mostly round, except for this side is just, you know, square, so to speak. It's rectilinear. And they've put in some picnic tables that I don't remember being here. And maybe an extra bench. Or two? Oh. Oh, what is this? I have found some work being done. There's a big tree that apparently must have been dangerous or something, because they've started cutting limbs off it. They've cleared this area. Now I've got big wind. We can kind of go down into the creek here. Well, I think I will take this golden opportunity to do so, because this is the first time we've ever been down in here. Okay, yeah, now we're talking. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, we've got some chopped down trees. We've got a big giant, I don't know what this tree is or was, but they've lopped it off about, let's see, that's 6 meters up. Cutting off big giant branches, cut off a side tree here. There's big chunks in the water. Wow. And what's down here? Here's the mangled remains of what appears to be an old... Well, I was going to say bed frame, but maybe it's a patio table frame or something. I keep hearing little things that sound like marmot footprints. Oh, and speaking of which, what are these tracks down here in the mud on the other side of the water here? Yeah, that's marmot, all right. Marmot and something. I think we've got marmots and raccoons down here. And here's another lovely little log bridge. A log that goes... Is this... How stable is this? Yeah. Huh. We're not doing this today. Only because... I'm a little messed up. But it looks like we can kind of, I don't know how much further down we can go, but at least another 20 or 30 meters. It's hard to see, but I can see some spots where we can hop down into the creek and hop on some bricks and get to the other side. And how far can we go down that? I don't know. In order to figure out how far we can go, I actually have to climb back out of here. And we can walk down there. We can walk in that direction. Well, this mud is a little slick. Danger, danger. My heel is weird. Oh, and that's the other thing I need to tell you. Oh, wait, look at this. It's a golf ball right here. It's a range ball, and it's half buried in the mud. That's funny. I emailed my doctor's office last night. I emailed my RN, Sydney. Whose name used to be Sydney Snook, but now it's something different. I think she got married. Because I got an email. I sent an email to one person and I got an email back from somebody different. highly unusual. And did they take out one of the grills? Weren't there two of these giant grills? I'm no longer as impressed with this grill, being as they have bigger grills out at Somerset Park that are actually used. Anyway, so I got an email back this morning saying, yeah, we better make an appointment. I can do that for you. Do you want Wednesday or Friday? Wednesday will be in Elkhorn, Friday will be in Oakview. And I have not yet responded to this because I don't know the answer. I'm also noticing another new and unusual thing. The path up here is paved. And the driveway, there was this sort of driveway up here that was just dirt. And I didn't think it was actually to be used. I think it was just one of those sort of convenient driveways that people make. There's one or two in my neighborhood that are kind of funny. But see, this path is paved. Both paths go right up to the driveway, which is now paved. Did they pave down into here, into this other secret little area? I don't know what this is, but I think... Oh my god, the bridge is open. What the hell? What the hell, damn guy? This, I'm not sure if this is public property or private property or what, but there's this little lot. Right here. It is now open. The chained fences are not open. And there's a lot of brush stacked up back here. Probably from the park. But, yeah, look. This road has been paved up to the bridge. And the bridge is open. There's this ancient bridge here. That goes into this trailer park. And we've stood on this bridge before, and we've looked down into the water. It's a lovely little creek. I love this creek so much. Yeah. But this bridge is open. There used to be the gate is still here. How unusual. It's just open. Never seen it open before. So, I guess this means that we need to turn around. I'm glad to be getting my exercise and everything. That's for true. But, ooh, I like this tree. What an interesting tree this is. It is big and leafy, and it has giant beans growing on it. Very nice. Well, you know, there's little paths down there. There's little dude paths running around down there. But where are the dudes? I do not see any dudes. I'm also not seeing any mushrooms. The wind is now picking up. Mushroom conditions are pretty good out here, though. Look, the ground is nice and soft, so it's nice and wet and damp. Why are we not finding any mushrooms? Why am I walking into the wind? Some traffic on the street here. Whatever street this is, I don't know. Probably Deer Crest Drive. Deer Crest Road. Deer something or whatever's.
Deer. but...
You are an embarrassment to my family.
Yeah, but which...
You're banished until you succeed in your quest.
Yes, but Uncle Grandfather,
which... Get your meat face out of my apartment, you balding baldy. Baldernan. Baldernamininging.
All right.
Kore ga Japanese kabeto.
ここはやっぱり田舎みたいな。でも毎日楽しいな。
はい、そうですか、フレンチョン。 All right, hi, but yeah, okay, we're back. Kind of. And I gotta do some cat stuff. Okay, what are we doing, kitty business cat? We gotta do some water pouring. Yeah, you want some kitty water?Yeah, come on, let's go. Why do I get the feeling I'm going to be phoning the rest of this show in? I mean, don't get me wrong. All right, so if you're wondering about the music, yes, that was The Vapors with Turning Japanese. And now I'm pouring the old water out. You know, this was the water that we poured in the bowl about 18 minutes ago.
Come on, you want some kitty water?
And now the cat's just sitting outside the bathroom.
Hi, I'm gonna pour it. Are you ready? You would get in here. Are you thirsty? Are you thirsty? Are you the thirstiest kitty?
Yes, okay, here we go. The cat finally comes in.
Here you go. Drink up some water. Drink it up.
Okay, let's get the microphone down there so we can hear the cat drinking. Are you gonna drink or not? There we go. Yes, the thrilling sounds of the thirstiest cat in the world drinking kitty water. Did I mention I'm going to be eating some pizza tonight? Yeah, I'm kind of excited about it, but it's just going to be kind of painful. But still, I haven't had any of that pizza in a while, so I'm kind of excited. I haven't had any pizza in a while, so I'm kind of excited about it. And I just remembered what else I'm supposed to be doing today. The one thing that I was supposed to accomplish, the one thing that I had to get done still hasn't been done. Oh, are we done with the water? Okay. The cat suddenly bolts out of the room. All right, so now we're going to have a new feature here of the Dubious Goals Committee. Hopefully this will be a regular occurrence. And this is called Tobe Changes the Light Bulb. Because I got this light bulb. Yeah, it's right here. I'm going to take it out of the box. Can I take it out of the box one-handed? Yeah, okay. Get the box open. We're good. Wow, this is weird. Why is it so light? It's supposed to be much heavier. What the hell kind of light bulb is this? Well, it's a PAR 38, but it's some kind of LED. Yeah, so there's no vacuum. It hasn't been evacuated, and that's what makes it so light. What? So basically what I've got here is a PAR 38 floodlight, and it needs to be installed in the light fixture that's out on the deck so I can, you know, watch my animal friends when they come to visit me at night. What is this? Why does this look like a piece of my car that has fallen off? No, that's nothing. All right, so we walk outside. And we come around the garage. There's little birds in the trees. We open the gate. We go through the gate. And what do we got in my backyard today? We got a blue jay. I saw a squirrel earlier. There's some other birds in the trees. Ooh, there's some muddy footprints on the wooden steps that go up to the deck. Oh yeah, here's the piece of... I should drain this water off. We don't need this here. Ugh. Alright. So, oh my god, this thing is so messed up. This entire light fixture is all kind of... Huh. Well, yeah. So, huh. Okay, what are we doing? We're not doing anything. What we're going to do is we're going to... Ugh. This is already not working out for me. Putting the microphone down. Okay. Yeah. Every part of this is kind of messed up. So I've got the old bulb out, the lamp, which is a halogen, the traditional kind. Now, this stupid thing goes back in there, and does it twist? It twists. Okay, so that's what that stupid thing over there is. Okay, don't want it. Putting the new light bulb in, which is difficult in this little, well, I'd like to call it a sconce. And there we go. Oh, and look who's right here by the door. The screen door that's open. Hi, Dingins. Bororo to you too. Don't shred the screen. That's not good for babies or screens. Yeah, you can rub your face up against it. Yes, that's fine. So I'm standing on the deck outdoors, and my cat is sitting on her bucket.
Yes, you're on the bucket looking at me. You're inside and I'm outside. Yeah, you're a good baby.
Okay. So now, I'm going to take this old bulb, which is still good. It's not that it's burnt out. It's just that somehow I grabbed the wrong bulb when I bought this bulb. This is a spot. And I wanted a flood, which is weird because I was looking at the floods. And I reached up. Wait, can you hear that? My God, I'm 10 yards away and I can still hear the cat. Somehow, I grabbed the wrong one. Even though I was specifically looking for floods and I saw a box that said floods. And I was, looking at the boxes. And the next thing I know, I'm turning on the light and it's a spot. So let's go back around the house and back into the garage. I shall close the garage door. Re-enter my lovely, lovely home. And now I've got this spare par 38 spot. Yeah, hi. There goes the cat zipping by me. And I am going to put this lamp back into this box that I took the other one out of. Yeah, good enough. And I will put that downstairs later with the rest of all my lamps. Or I could just put it in this box right here that has all my new lamps and lamp fixtures that I got from my friend Brian.
Hi, Dingins, what are you doing?
And now I'm back into the studio. Well, not in the studio. I'm in the what I call the living room. And the cat is rubbing her face against the camera battery charger. And now she's going to sharpen her claws. No? And now she's standing on the weird thing and she's overlooking the synth zone. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, does that mean we're doing some synth? No, unfortunately, it does not. Because I just don't have it today, do I? No, I don't. But I'll tell you what I do have. I do have a craving for Greek food. I want to go to the Greek restaurant for lunch. I want a gyro. But do I really want a gyro? Because that's going to cost a lot. That's going to cost me $10. Tomorrow's taco day. Do I really want to go out to eat today and then not have tacos tomorrow? But I didn't eat much yesterday. I didn't get much protein. Why did I come up into the kitchen? Huh. Yeah, so now I'm standing in the kitchen trying to figure out why I came up here. Let's look in the freezer. We got some waffles.
That's nice.
Oh, yeah. I remember why I came up here. To look at those two things that are in the refrigerator. Those two cookies that I made yesterday. Because I didn't actually make two cookies. I made 6 cookies, and I ate 3 of them, and then I ate another one. And why did I make the cookies? Because this is the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day right here on Anon Radio, and this is the end of the line.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Got that in just in time. This is the secret message. Boy, good show today, Tobe. You did nothing. Hey,
I was totally productive. I changed the light bulb. Now I've got a spotlight for all my animals.